That by the time we are done here, let no life here remain the same. Amen. Let no man or woman or boy and girl live here with ignorance in their heart. Amen. Holy Spirit of God, take over. Make my mouth like the pen of a ready writer. Let me see what the word of God says. Let me see what you have said. Empty me of man's wisdom. Be exalted in this place. Amen. Let's be seated. Thank you so much, choir. If you put this choir in a hole, they will still glorify God. Can we give them a round of applause, please? If that's the best you can do, you can't even sing. Hallelujah. Amen. I thought and thought, what do I caption this message with? Or what do I call this message today? I just titled it, Remember. Just want to remind us a few things. I hope it will jazz some of us up, because the reality of the race we are running has not dawned on many. Hallelujah. People still think it's a game, it's a fluke. There's nothing fluky about this. Amen. It has become so easy to forget the truth. Amen. We forget the truth so quickly. We remember lies more than we remember truth. Amen. Reality fades away into the background. We replace realities with fantasies. Fantasies that does not add to your life, that does not add to your destiny. The most important thing in our lives, we tend to push them into the background. And we run after the non-important things, and we have turned things that are nothing, we have turned them into emergencies. Whereas that which is supposed to be an emergency, we have turned it into a lie. And this is the things I want to remind us of today. Man was in an helpless state, or in a helpless state. Man was already dead. Let me say something ahead. Because you can stand, you can walk, you can speak, you can eat, you can sleep, and you can wake, does not mean you have the life of God. The Bible says that he that had the Son had life, but the one who does not have him does not have life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and what? No. And the life. You miss that the. It changes the whole meaning of everything. I am the resurrection and the life. I'm the resurrection and the real life. I'm the resurrection and what matters most. Every other thing is a mirage. The Bible even says that heaven and earth will pass away. But he who is the word, even his word, not a single jot of it, will go back to him void. Hallelujah. Amen. I wrote in a bulletin, if you take time to read it, I'm just going to take some excerpt out of it, or maybe I can just read it. Jesus wants to be remembered. He doesn't want to be remembered once in a while. He doesn't want to be remembered once in a year. Oh, once in a year, let us celebrate resurrection. You know, like, the world has turned into once in a year celebrations. Amen? Amen. That's become very religious. February 14, Valentine. And then the church has become crazy about Valentine. Check your Bible. Show me where is Valentine is written there. Whereas the Bible says God is what? Love. We don't celebrate that on a daily basis. But then February 14 will come. We'll be running helter-skelter. Lying and following every lust of the flesh. Every pride of life. Everything you want to mention in this world. And some women can get angry. You didn't buy me Valentine present. You better get born again. You are getting angry over things that will perish, and that which makes for eternal life, you are doing nothing about it. Even if a man does not validate you, but Jesus validates you, you are better off. Praise the Lord. Jesus wants to be remembered. No wonder when he was breaking the bread with the disciples, he said, do this to remember me. So whatever you do, don't forget me. Don't forget I came. Don't forget I healed. Don't forget I delivered. Don't forget I raised the dead. Don't forget that I'm going to die. I'm going to suffer. Don't forget my blood is going to be shed. That is Jesus, not Carl. Don't forget he told them that on the third day he was going to rise again. And he did. I said he did. Amen. If he did not, we have no reason to be here. We'll just tell choir, let's play disco and dance. Most importantly, we have forgotten about heaven and hell. How many times in this last 3 months have you thought about heaven? Have you thought about hell? Maybe even when the devil harasses you with death, you might think about God and heaven and hell. I was telling my wife this morning, I was praying, and I could hear the Holy Spirit say to me that if Satan terrorizes you with death, remind him that you have life in Christ. The song we sang said, he has overcome. What did he overcome? He overcame the grave. Till today, grave is still terrorizing a lot of people. But Jesus overcame the grave. The Bible says, death, where is your sting? Jesus overcame death. Christians should not be afraid to die. I'm not saying you go to the main road now. That would be tempting God. It's important for us to fulfill our destiny. Amen? But when that day comes, it's most important to be ready. None of us owns any time. It doesn't belong to us. We can't guarantee tomorrow. Amen? We can't even guarantee the next 2 hours. Our surety is in him. Of all the people worship and serve all over the place, remember only Jesus was the one who could say, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen? He's the only one. I am he that died. And is not alive, and is now what? Alive forever. Buddha, if we can find where he was buried, his bone is still there. Mohammed, if you can find where he was buried, his bones are still there. Praise the Lord. But go to the tomb of my Lord. He conquered death. People say, oh, they killed Jesus. No, nobody killed Jesus. He laid down his life. Nobody can kill Jesus. When they came for him, are you Jesus? Yes, he said, what happened? They all fell and went down. Then Jesus had to tone it down. Because he had to allow himself to be captured. Why? So that he can go through the pains, the floggings, the beatings, the brokenness of his body because of you, so that you can be healed. The Bible says that by his stripes you have been healed. You were healed. He got before Pontius Pilate. He could defend himself, but he did not defend himself. Why? So that he can justify you. Remember when Mary Magdalene and some women, they came to the tomb with spices. What did they find? The stone has been rolled away. If you have faith in him today, every oppression of your life has already been rolled away. Everything that you are still allowing to challenge you has already been rolled away. Frustration has been rolled away. He rolled them away. Whatever has limited you, he rolled them away. The stone was an obstruction that you won't get up again. But Jesus rolled it away. So therefore, I see you going to your next level. John 11 and 25. Jesus said to Mary, whose brother Lazarus died, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Can I let you into a secret today? You know, now, you and I, we live in time. Amen? Amen? Right? Time lives inside Jesus. Right? Do you know that the moment we become joined with him in heaven, we don't live in time anymore. We don't live in time anymore. Time begins to live inside us too. Because the Bible says, as he is, so are we. We shall see him as he is when that day comes. We are constrained by time here. We are constrained by different difficulties. Listen to me. This is not a message to advocate death. This is a message to remind us that life in Christ is the most valuable life to live. Praise the Lord. We don't have time, and I don't want to keep us here, but I'm just going to read. When you get home today, this is my assignment for you. Any translation you have, study it. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to the end. Just read it. Just read it to yourself. But I'm going to read verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope I'm going to talk about that. Some hope or some kind of hope very shortly. Unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Today is a celebration of hope. Hello? Today is what? Celebration of hope. Before I move on, you know, when we're getting ready doing with the cross and stuff, they wanted to dress it and make it look nice. No, the one Jesus hung on didn't look nice. It was a ugly tree. It was an ugly tree. Praise the Lord. And let me remind you again, the cross is nothing. Let me allow that one to sink in. And those of you who still do like this, you're just deceiving yourself. What's this? God didn't give him the cross. Praise the Lord. It was the wickedness of men that gave him the cross. Thieves hung on the cross. Even thieves. The two thieves, right, beside him. How did they hang them? The same way they hung Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, we have made this more important than the person that hung on it. A songwriter wrote a song I totally disagree with. He said, we have been made whole by the cross. He said, the cross has washed us. What? You see how Satan is so subtle with his lies? It wasn't the cross. It was the blood. It was the blood of Jesus. And by the way, Jesus is no longer on the cross. Some of you that put cross on your neck and say, when Satan come and see the cross, he will run. Satan is the owner of the cross. Satan holds the cross. He devised it. Praise the Lord. Oh, some people will say, what about Peter? When they wanted to crucify Peter, Peter said, no. Don't hang me like you hung my Lord. It was just a show of respect. So they turned him upside down. Amen? You know, the Bible says God is spirit. And they that worship him must do what? In spirit and in truth. But your unbelief wants to connect with something physical. That's why you always like cross, cross, cross. It's just a tree. If anything will make it important, is the blood that dropped on it. But that one, we can't find it. Praise the Lord. So not the one made with gold now somewhere. Huh? Maybe I should collect all of them. And we sell it and finish this building. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just needed to say that. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 9 to 12, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God had the witness in himself. Not head belief, not head knowledge. It's a heart thing. Do you understand me? The thing must stay inside here, in the heart. Huh? If it's head knowledge, when challenges come, you want to use head. Head cannot deal with problem. The Bible says greater is he, not in the head. The Bible didn't say greater is he that is in the head. No, greater is he that is within me, in my Noah, than he that is in the world. Satan can mess with your head, but when Christ is in your heart, he can't mess with you. Praise the Lord. Mm. that believeth not God, or he that believeth on the Son of God, had the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believed not the record that God gave his Son. This is the record that God had given us, what? Eternal life. And this life is in his Son. You know, next week, we're going to do our utmost best to have two screens here so that we can project and we follow quickly. Amen. He that had the Son, listen to this. This is very, very important. I didn't write it. It was breathed by the Holy Spirit. He that had the Son had life. He that had not the Son had not life. Do you still think of heaven and hell? Or you are enjoying so much that it doesn't matter at all? You are not even thinking about it. Enjoyment galore. What's my business with hell? What's my business with heaven? Heaven is here on earth. Hell is here on earth. I've even had so-called believers say that. You'll be surprised. What is your own certainty? What do you believe? It doesn't change what God has put in place. But what is your own certainty? Doctor, let's say I ask you now, are you going to make heaven? And then he answered me, well, I hope so. You know, that person is doomed already. Huh? You don't hope to make heaven. You can't hope to make heaven. You have to decide to make it. It's a decision. That's why in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, our number one mission statement, to make heaven. Remember heaven. Remember hell. Heaven is the place we spend with God for eternity. Where there is no time. Where there is no darkness. There is even no sun. Jesus is the light there. Hell is a place of total damnation for eternity. Can you imagine? That we read about the woman with the issue of blood some time ago, right? She was bleeding for 12 years. Can you imagine that kind of suffering as a woman? Bleeding every day for 12 years. Eternity is longer than 100 years. Eternity is longer than 1 million years. Eternity is longer than 1 gazillion years. It's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and no stopping. Then the Bible says, can somebody read for me? Hebrews 9, 27. Oh, I need a quick Bible reader. Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto a man once to die. You have it?
And as it is appointed unto a man once to die, but after this, the judgment.
It's the judgment. Did you hear that? The moment a person dies, he faces the judgment throne of God immediately. Listen to me. Nobody can save anybody after death. Nobody can pray you to heaven after you have died. Did you hear me? It is appointed unto a man once to die. So if you die a believer, you go to heaven. Nobody can, there is no in between heaven and hell. Amen? It's just like as we are here now. Akim, switch off the light. Switch off the light. Let's see if there is in between darkness and light. All of it. All of it. Show me the in-between. The moment light goes out, darkness consumes it. Darkness is at the borderline of how far light goes. Switch back on. There is no vacuum. Is there a vacuum between left and right? Huh? There's none. There's none. Is there a vacuum between south and north? There's none. It will be foolishness to hope to make heaven. You see, you can't take heaven for granted. And you can't take hell for granted. Those are two major destinies that can never be taken for granted. Those two areas cannot be given to chance. You can't play games with it. That's why Jesus came. That's why Jesus died. That's why Jesus suffered. That's why Jesus rose up again on the third day. That's why Jesus went to... Now, somebody was... Why did Jesus go to hell? Before Jesus was born, there is what is called the bosom of Abraham. Amen? Was a compartment, compartmentalized. Before Jesus was born, how many people have been to heaven? Only Enoch. He walks with God. Praise the Lord. And who? Elijah. He was taken. He didn't see death. That's why on the Transfiguration Mountain, who showed up? Jesus went to take Father Abraham, Lazarus, all those who died without knowing the name of Jesus, but they were justified by faith. Amen? They didn't know him, but they were justified by faith. Remember in Hebrews 11, it talks about the hall of fame, that hall of faith, that they sought the promise, but they never got it. But they all died in faith. That's why when Jesus died and resurrected, the Bible says that the veil of the temple, bam, opened into two. There was no more secret. Before, you need somebody to help you get to God. But the moment he died, he resurrected, you don't need anybody again. You can go by yourself. Those of you still looking for people to pray for you, pray by yourself. Read your Bible and pray. God wants to hear your own voice. You have the right to go and knock on the door of heaven and say, Lord Jesus, hear me, I'm here. Time will fail me to show us in scripture that after he resurrected, even tombs of people were open. They rose up. Those who died in faith. Let me move on quickly. The reality and the surety of the return of Jesus Christ is unquestionable. Praise the Lord. He said in John 14, I'm going to read verse 1 to 6, John 14. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. This is Jesus speaking. If you have a good Bible, you know that this is red letter. Believe also in me, that is Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. Listen, if it were not so, I would have told you, because I don't lie. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Did he go? Has he gone? So we are waiting for the second part. I will come again. The angels who stood by the disciples as they saw Jesus going up told them, why are you marveling? You are going to see him come back in the same way. The Bible says that when the trump of God shall sound, the dead in Christ will rise, right? Say, we will see him. He will be descending with innumerable number of angels. He will be in the middle of the sky. Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says that heaven will pass away. Earth will pass away. A new heaven will be put in place. So there will be no place for Satan. Amen? And then a new earth. The one that thrilled me the most. Today in Palestine, they are fighting on the position of the temple. Right? The Bible says in Revelation 22 or 27, it says that a new Jerusalem will descend all the way from heaven, already built. My God! A new Jerusalem, a whole city, will descend from heaven. Heavenly Jerusalem will be brought to the earth. And then there will be peace for 1,000 years. After that one, I can't tell you anything, because I don't know. Praise the Lord. He says, and if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself. Have you ever visited? Let me use somebody as an example. He's of blessed memory. Dr. Miles Monroe. If you go to visit Dr. Miles personally, he's a big man. Even on the island of Bahamas, he's a big man. Amen? He doesn't send a driver to come and meet you at the airport. He will come by himself to meet you there. He's an important personality, private jet, mansion, everything. But because you are his personal guest, Jesus said, I will come. He didn't say, I will send an angel to receive you. He said, he himself will be the one to come. No wonder when they were stoning Stephen, who received him? It was Jesus. Everybody saw Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father. When Stephen was being stoned and going to heaven, they saw him stand up. Jesus stood up for Stephen to welcome him home. That's the Bible talks about the value of the death of the saint in the eyes of the Lord. He's the one that will welcome us, not angels. He will be there when we get there. Do you not want to meet Jesus? Then we need to change our lifestyle. from calumny to truth, to honesty. Stop damaging people to make yourself look good. Says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas now said, Doubter Thomas, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. He has not been listening to the preaching, like many people here. Praise the Lord. And how can we know the way? I love the answer of Jesus. Huh? Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. The truth. You are looking for the truth. Just contact Jesus. You have met with the truth. The life. No man. Is Jesus saying. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. That's Jesus. So don't let anybody lie to you and say, oh, there are several ways that leads to heaven. It's a lie. There's only one way. Only one way. It's not even about sure. It's one way. There's no other way. Don't follow Oprah. That said, there are many ways to heaven. It's a lie. And some people will question, what about Muslims? You mean all the Muslims will go to hell? Yes. How big is hell? It enlarges itself. What about all the people who are doing good here? Philanthropic people. They give to the poor. They feed the hungry. They clothe the naked. If they don't have Jesus, they go to hell. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? No matter what you do, if you don't have Jesus, the Bible says, if I burn my body and I don't have love, say, you're just wasting your time. You're just wasting your time. If Jesus is not added to whatever you are doing, and if you had Jesus, then there are certain things you will limit in your life. Praise the Lord. Is this the service we came for today? All right. Amen. A songwriter said, where will you spend eternity? These questions comes to you and me. It's a wonderful, serious question. Where will you spend eternity? I can't answer it for you. Do you know what? I love my wife to life. I can't answer it for her. She has to make a choice by herself where she will spend eternity. I can't take her to heaven. I can't take any one of you to heaven. The best I can do is what I'm doing now so that you can make that decision. So that the one we are celebrating today who resurrected and is sitting on the throne beside the Father, we can meet with him. What's the purpose of celebrating Jesus? And then at the end of the day, we are not going to be there with him. What's the purpose? Yeah, then it's best not to celebrate him. Let's not be like religious people. Let me tell you, I have authority to talk about hell and to talk about heaven. Why? Because I have seen both. I saw both. The day I got born again, I saw hell. That was what made me get born again. Like I'm looking at all of you, I saw hellfire. I saw people dropping into hell. I was a professional sinner. And I heard that voice. Do you want to end there? You know my answer by now. And the day I saw my spirit man leave my body and ascended to heaven, I've told some of us here, I got to that mighty gate. Those soldiers, oh my God, I can't describe how they are dressed. I can't describe how tall they are. I can't tell you how big their swords are. I can't tell you. I only saw the gate, but I couldn't see the end of it on this side. I couldn't see the end of it on that side. Go and read your Bible. That's how that Jerusalem is in heaven. I was marching majestically to go inside. I wasn't even feeling bad. I wasn't missing anything. I could see my body on the floor. As I wanted to step in, they just crossed their sword. I didn't see Jesus, but I heard his voice. Then I got a mandate to go and start a Bible study group, which I did. In fact, from there, I saw the Bible study group that never was before until I started it. I just saw a room with people's slippers and shoes at the door, and people were sitting down. I saw myself preaching to them. And it did happen. So where you will spend eternity is not a game. It's not a game. It's not a roll of dice. Roll the dice. If he shows heaven, you go. If he shows hell, you don't go. No, no, no. No, no, no. After all that Jesus has done for us, he paid the price we couldn't pay. The debt we hold that we couldn't pay, he paid it. The Bible says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. The all-important decision of heaven or hell is on everybody's lap. I made a decision that by the time my youngest son is 7 years old, I'm going to sit him down before he receives his birthday gift on that day. I'm going to lead him officially to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, because from that day he becomes accountable for his life. And that's on months, a few months now. Sometimes I remind him, you don't even know what's ahead of you yet. Your number one birthday present will be Jesus. He loves Jesus now, but he doesn't really have the understanding of heaven and hell. But that day I will explain to him what hell is and what heaven is. And from that day, everything you do, make that decision. Praise the Lord. Are you sober? Praise God. Amen. A day like this becomes so important. A day like this is a day to remember. A day to appraise ourselves. It's a day to check up again and say, if I continue my life like this, will I make heaven? Will I be there? When the trump of God will sound, will I be taken up? We have watched several movies about the rapture. Some people think the rapture, well, show me in the Bible where they wrote rapture. May not be written as rapture. Praise the Lord. But it's in your Bible. Jesus was born to show us how to live. He died. And he resurrected. So that if we believe in him, we too can have eternal life. If he did not die, if he did not rise again, then we don't have any hope at all. Hallelujah. Jesus is our bridge, our connection back to God. I'm going to read one more scripture, and I'm going to close. I'm going to make a call. It's your choice to respond. You know, let me let you into a truth. When I tell people the truth, and eventually I found out that they are not following the truth, I used to feel very hurt. I used to get angry. Why are you not doing it? Then I remember that I'm not the one that died for anybody. My own is to tell you. Your own is to do it or not to do it. Amen? That is why if you respond to the truth, it's good for you. It doesn't add anything to me. It doesn't subtract anything from me. And if you don't respond to it, the word will stand as a witness that it was spoken. Because a day like this is recorded in heaven all over the world. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 13 and 15 to 15. Colossians 2, 13 to 15. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, are they quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses? Some have difficulty in accepting forgiveness from Christ. He says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to this cross. And having spot principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Everything that has separated you from God, Jesus has nailed on the cross. Jesus has dealt with it. It's just for you to have the faith and believe him for the price he paid for you so that you can reconnect. It's up to you now to choose. I'm going to sing a song and I'll give you an opportunity to come to the altar. You know you need to make your way right. This is an open call. Make your way right before him. Christ the Savior left his home above. He descended to be born on earth so that he may set you free. So that he may set me free to reconcile us to God again. Verily, Jesus saves. I have come that you might have life abundantly. Oh, come on now to be saved. Jesus, we surely give you rest forevermore.